The 2008 presidential election is more than a year away, but tonight there was another televised debate, this one featuring the Democratic candidates, and there was a twist. The questions were solicited from the internet via YouTube. People were asked to submit their video questions to the candidates, questions like this one.
Hey, I'm Mike Green from Lexington, South Carolina, and I was wanting to ask all the nominees whether they would send their kids to public school or private school.
Some of the questions had poor sound quality. Others submitted short video productions instead of questions. There were also questions submitted about religion, reparations for slavery, the Katrina disaster response, and, of course, the war in Iraq. The debate took place at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. It was broadcast by CNN, and CNN producers vetted the questions from around 3,000 entries. Our national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, is there and joins me now. And Mara, let's talk about the Iraq issue. The candidates demonstrated some sharp differences on when American troops should leave, when they can reasonably say troops would be out of Iraq. Tell us about those differences.
Yeah, I think that the debate that's emerging among Democrats, particularly the candidates, is exactly what kind of withdrawal do you want? I mean, we're now moving beyond the simple, I want to end the war now phrase, and the candidates were pressed on that. And it was interesting, Bill Richardson says he wants everybody out as fast as possible. He wouldn't leave one single troop behind. But Joe Biden said, look, let's be clear here. We couldn't get everybody out in 6 months, even if the order went out now. And he was talking about a phased withdrawal, something much slower. And Senator Clinton, who has moved very far to the left on her position on the war over the last year, said that she agreed with Joe Biden. This is something that she usually buries in way down in a long speech about ending the war, but she has said that she envisions troops in Iraq into her second term as president. So I think you are seeing differences emerging among the candidates on exactly what kind of withdrawal they would have.
Now, there were pretty clear differences that emerged between two of the candidates, at least, in response to this question about diplomacy, the uses of diplomacy. Let's listen to the question.
In 1982, Anwar Sadat traveled to Israel, a trip that resulted in a peace agreement that has lasted ever since. In the spirit of that type of bold leadership, would you be willing to meet separately with the leaders of Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea in order to bridge the gap that divides our countries?
Let me just point out that actually part of the problem with questions is there are factual errors in the question. The Sadat trip was actually several years before 1982, if memory serves. But in any case, Senator Obama fielded that question, and his answer was yes.
Senator Obama was asked the question first, and he said right off the bat, I would. This notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding diplomatic principle of the Bush administration, is ridiculous. Now, what was interesting is Senator Clinton got a chance to answer the question right after Senator Obama, and you could almost see her kind of teeing up the ball and hitting it out of the park, at least in terms of what her campaign wanted her to do. She said, I will not promise to meet with the leaders of these countries during my first year. I'll promise very vigorous diplomacy, but I don't want to reward them unconditionally with a meeting like that.
And you don't hold a summit without knowing what the result is,
right,
where it's headed.
The result would be immediately her campaign sent out an email, which the headline was Video Moment of the Debate, and this is what they highlighted. And Senator Clinton has come to these debates with a real agenda. She's thinking about the general election. If she is the nominee, she wants to project a tough commander-in-chief image, and she's got that in her mind all along. And I think that this was the agenda that she came with. This is what she wanted to accomplish tonight, mm-hmm. And she did it when she answered that question.
It's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, in Charleston, South Carolina. Mara, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.